person who's in a place where he's traveling and would not be able to find a place to daven the kavanah the entire Shemana Esrei, so there's an option of davening after the first three brachos to say Habineinu, and then the last three brachos, and he's racing with that. But you cannot say Habineinu in the winter because it doesn't have a option for the Saint Talamata, and also not Matzah Shabbos because it doesn't have an option for Atav and Anton. For Yalim that are working by Balabais, if the entire star is just their food, so then it's understood that they have enough time to daven also, because they're not getting so much wages. But if he gives them wages, then they also say, Avinayim. The mice are nowadays, people in Balabatim are not mapped on that, and therefore, in some we assume that he gives them enough time to daven Shmanesu. The mice of Biskarov, he was on a plane, and they stopped in a stopover, which was supposed to be a short stopover, not enough time for them to daven Shmoneh Esrei properly. But then they got announcements that he started davening Mincha. Then they got announcement that things worked out, and in the middle of the Shmoneh Esrei, they wanted everyone to board the plane. And everyone's getting on the plane, and he's still in the middle of the Shmoneh Esrei. His family, his kids didn't know what to do. And the story goes that there was a priest over there that was watching him davening. And the priest says, I see your problem, I'll take care of it. There was some press, the Kedusha, where he was davening with Kavanah, even a Goy Chatzit. I had that once, I bought the handmade matches from Eretz Yisrael, so the custom guys want me to open it up. So I can't open it up, it's holy wafers, whatever. He said, no, they got to open it up. And he looks at it, he said, matches, why don't you tell me?